The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Ago, I wrote a long poem called They May Love All That He Has Chosen and Hate All That He Has Rejected, exploring several hate crimes committed in the spring and summer of 2009. I was pregnant with my daughter, and these stories racked me with anxiety. What was I doing bringing a child into such a violent world? One of the victims my poem mourned was Stephen Tyrone Johns, the security guard at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, who lost his life defending museum patrons from a gun-wielding 88-year-old white supremacist. I name the perpetrator in my poem, but on a subsequent visit to the museum, I was impressed by the fact that it was only Johns who was named and commemorated at the site. There is a portrait of him on a plaque near the museum entrance. His face, kind, smiling, and somehow almost familiar, reminded me that while Johns was a hero, he was also an ordinary person with friends and family, hopes and struggles. Somehow, that fact magnified my sense of what he had given in giving his life. Today's poem, A Small Needful Fact, by Ross Gay, magnifies my sense of what Eric Garner lost when his life was taken as the result of police brutality in July of 2014 in Staten Island. Garner was apprehended by police officers, and they did something banned by the department. They put him in a chokehold. Video captured during the incident shows Garner repeating, "I can't breathe," 11 times. Garner lay on the pavement for 7 minutes while officers awaited an ambulance, though neither the EMTs nor the officers attempted to perform CPR. Many citizens, myself included, believe Garner's life was stolen. Gay's poem moves beyond the now familiar facts surrounding Garner's death. The fact that Garner's death was deemed a homicide. The fact that the court failed to indict the accused officers. The fact of protests. All of these things are well documented and discussed. Gay's poem leaps to envision Garner's life before he was the victim of police brutality. It reminds us of a job Garner once held, and it speculates about something small and beautiful, like working the earth, that he may have once done. Gay's poem is an act of speculation, and it moves gently, tentatively through an imagined scenario relevant to Garner's life. This is Ross Gay's A Small Needful Fact. Is that Eric Garner worked for some time for the Parks and Rec Horticultural Department, which means, perhaps, that with his very large hands, perhaps in all likelihood, he put gently into the earth some plants which, most likely, some of them, in all likelihood, continue to grow, continue to do what such plants do, like house and feed small and necessary creatures, like being pleasant to touch and smell, like converting sunlight into food, like making it easier for us to breathe. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
Every day, we come together to experience our lives through poetry. Support this regular moment of reflection with a gift to the Slowdown today. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate to make your contribution.